General, or not, Mr. President, he's going directly to Texas tomorrow for the warrant.
He didn't. Yes, and Rob, they wanted to sing at the burial service, so he's picking her up, taking her over there.
What is the situation for regard to these, mementos?
We have one for her, would you like to see it again, sir? Would you like to see the book again?
That's the book. For Mrs. Johnson.
Oh, excuse me, they've been sent down to the, he went on the airplane.
Oh, good.
And he's, because I told her, he was ever, put this on. We sent a plane down to get BB and pick up this bride.
Sir.
Anita Bryant.
Oh, of course, she's the great.
Great, Miss American.
Oh, Miss American, right.
Well, Mr. President Johnson, her mother is singing for the field, I'm singing the game, so she's gonna sing so BB is escorting her over.
You love that.
Oh, yeah.
What about the day?
The choice of joining you for church or picking her up to go to Austin.
First time you've ever given anything to do.
And it couldn't have been so beautiful because
she loved it.
Buck and I remember when we were leaving the library at the dedication, how BB, President Johnson fussed over BB so much, you know.
Be sure Ron knows that he received a letter from Johnson the day that he heard about the announcement. I called him at the moment and asked him to come to the ring and see. I'm sitting here, I'm trying to be. Where is your shot?
They take that.
Those are nice remarks by Russ, weren't they?
That was very good, the way Russ worked here.
Well, Pickles was good for
Pickles, the signing first, I didn't
cover the, well, the bank through the accomplishments and all, and
Russ was.
It's not, I mean, Johnson did. It was a disaster, but he sure did sell pride. It was good.
Right.
It was good that we knew where he was saying.
Of course, it is wonderful.
Letting everybody think about Vietnam, and that's all. And I thought it was.
Russ had a great grace.
I reached Willard Edwards.
He cut it.
Oh, yeah. He's thrown to death.
Just briefly.
Well, yeah, just briefly. He's because of dinner starts right away, so I'm sending a White House car for him at 5 o'clock to pick him up and just swing him by here on the way to the dinner. Be a nice thing for him.
Right.
It's one of our few friends.
Well, tell me, how did they have a briefing for him this evening?
Well, Henry talked for an hour, but it was good for him to talk for an hour. Because he
did the full play.
He went through all the chapter one and article two.
Probably pointed out to me.
But he did it very effectively. When
did you go for an hour? He says, yes, and every bit of it extemporaneous.
Yeah, well, but he made the point. He made the point that the president said, has said in January and May consistently that we would not impose a coalition government on the people of South Vietnam. And we did not in the settlement. The president made the point that we would give the South Vietnamese the right to determine their own future, and we have. You know, he just ticked it off in each section. On that militarized zone, he covered it very, very well.
He had the points that he became a climate policist that had been approved over what happened earlier.
Yes, then he went through what he went through the agreement. Then he went through how we got there, and then he went through the comparison of October versus December as to where we are.
See, really, not the amount of questions. They couldn't, there wasn't any.
No, no, they could see how they just drained her because he gave them all the information. And they were, you know, it's pretty clear.
And he gave it his way, which really was better than having to take their shitty questions.
Sure it is.
And
anyway, the question that will not be on the congressional thing that goes on for a no price.
No, that's just for the Congress.
That's for the Congress. There'll be no press, no dollars around. And Henry is much better with that than he will really go to.
Lay a press in the gallery.
Where's he going to go? To the Senate? Floor?
He's going down. It's probably the caucus room or something like that.
And he's going on the floor.
I don't know.
I think he's going on the floor.
Can't be fair.
I think that's what they've set up. He's going on the floor.
fresh as hell.
Got me.
But they will not let any joy show through.
That's exactly right.
Not one of them will let you get a glimmer of the fact that he's happy.
They're puzzled.
They're not happy. Well, that's it.
Well, they're puzzled. They are. They're puzzled. They're starving.
If they say,
that
if you think one of them, just somebody will say, this is a great accomplishment, how did you do it?
Listen, I watched Fulbright there in that briefing today, and you can get a mark of a man if you just got it done. He was sitting over there, and you know, kind of like how people get into fines, and he had this pen in his hand, and he was one of those with the little clicks in it, and he was sitting there, chewing gum, clicking back and forth. And this thing began to sit in on it. You could see his facial expression. And it began to sit in on him. And finally, at the end, and it took a great deal of, you know, he mumbled out, Mr. President, I would have liked for it to come sooner, but I congratulate you. And it was a mark of, you know, defeat of his, what he has stood for. But I told Henry before I went in the briefing, one thing with the press corps, going back to the early days when they were advocating a withdrawal for exchange of prisoners, you can sense it in these briefings now, they would have been the first ones to turn on Henry and the administration and,
if you had done it,
and the president and just cream them with a weak agreement. They would have been the first ones to turn.
Well,
even though they were advocating
against the war,
that's right.
They would have turned on you and said, what was the aim of the war?
The main point of
last night, NBC did a hell of a good and very positive, long
interrupted it at a good time.
Yeah.
The score was 18-point spread when he interrupted it.
Was it?
He came back and was like 6-point spread or something like that.
Was the tight game, though? That's right. For that, he could interrupt the World Series. It wouldn't matter.
That's the actual 9.5. You said 11.5.
That's
fine. I was contacting. I don't see 11.
No, it was 9 minutes, 25 seconds from the good evening to 19.
I had said 11.5.
I thought that's what it is. Well, that's the seal. That's the total. That's the total beat out of the Oval Office. That the president
Romney has to. You've got the door to Henry, but he's not going to talk to Schechter or Schechter.
I talked to him in my office just before we left for the funeral, and I said, Henry, the president meets us, and no one's going to gain by you saying that. He said, he won't do it. He said, no. He said, they took some pictures maybe 3-4 weeks ago. They may run. I said, well, there's nothing we can do about that. But I said, don't talk to him because the president meets him. And he said, I understand.
You see, the point I have here is this will change time. I cannot, the week after, deliberately and maliciously libel Mitchell and Colson. I'm not going to suck around. Would you agree about the picture here? Doesn't mean that much to us. It doesn't mean that much to us. They let them write the story. They forget from Rogers, for Christ's sakes.
Now, there's one thing that we can do on time. They're having an energy symposium over in the Bermuda, Bahamas here coming up soon. Are you aware of that?
A what?
An energy symposium. You know, discuss energy.
Yes.
Now, if Schultz and Ehrlichman and those guys don't go,
they're not going to go.
Okay.
That's an order. Nobody goes to that energy symposium. Not planning. Nobody. And that's an order.
As a matter of fact, Pete canceled that dinner. Pete was very cooperative on that. The dinner, Henley Donovan's dinner, we're canceling people out of that. The only guy that.
You got one guy. Ehrlichman is in that.
Why?
Well, you said
that. You said cancel everybody but Ehrlichman.
Yeah.
We still can. There's still
2 feet on it early. You said you can't blow there. That was your shot.
Okay.
We're still canceling.
Wait here. The cabinet is over here, sir.